Not a show if there's not coffee. What am I gonna do with a cell phone? Hey! Oh, there's the hair. Welcome.
You have access to Gino's inner monologue. Right now, Gino is thinking, how do I get to this next drink? Before I get to this next drink, I need to introduce the show. Before I introduce the show, I need to point out the people in the audience. Here, let me grab one of these. One's coffee, one's whiskey. What do I do? I'm so confused. My hair looks much better than it used to. I'm feeling good. I'm a little shaky. The people in the audience, man, I want to use a Charlottesville joke right away, but did I use one already? Oh, God damn it. Should I say Clarksville or Charlottesville? Anyways, I did sex with a youngster the other day. Felt good. Came once, peed
Don't
twice.
Know if you know this. My inner monologue is it's very English. Go on.
Yes.
How do you just morph into that? I mean, do I morph into? By the way, for those of you scoring at home, if you guessed whiskey, you were correct. Okay. That is my inner monologue every morning. Hey, welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. It's packed studio. Fucking.
Did I
audience.
Remember to clean Six's litter box?
Bill Schultz will tell you, Six got a new litter box yesterday.
Bill Schultz owes me $50 and he stole from the fridge.
Is that my inner monologue? Oh, okay. I love Bill Schultz.
But I like his co-host much better. I would rather do sex on her than him.
That is a funny guy. Thank God he brought that Kate Willett onto the show months ago. It's one of the greatest things
what
he's ever done.
What on God's green earth ever happened to his wrist? Why was it achy for 3 years?
It atrophied. John's here.
Oh, John's here. That looks crazy. I guess the dead guy on his train is all right.
Should I?
He's dead.
He wasn't on my train. It was fucking crazy.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron. John just got here.
I was just having a conversation with myself.
Yeah.
A dead person today.
John saw a dead person.
Oh, stop it.
Like in a TV show.
Yeah.
But there was really a dead person on your subway train.
Dude, there was cops. They had it all cautioned down.
Hold on. Patch me through to John. Patch me through.
There's a guy just sitting on a bench with a fucking sheet over him with cops around him. Dead.
Yeah.
You sure he wasn't masturbating? It is New York.
Yeah, I bet it was an overdose.
I was late, too, because there was a dead guy on my platform.
No, <You're> don't you take, like, the Long Island Railroad or something?
Yeah, he was dead.
There was... No one died. No one died on my journey here. And I live in East Harlem.
What platform did they die on, John?
What's that?
Herald Square, 34th Street.
Oh.
Wow.
So wait, you were already here. You could have just walked.
But I did walk.
You just stopped and looked at the dead guy?
I walked past him while I was walking in.
So what was the delay?
Well, it was only 2 minutes late.
Oh,
so 2 minutes, a little rubber neck.
I feel like it's not as loud in here as yesterday.
Good point.
Yeah.
I thought that he was going to be later because there was a dead guy there. What skin color was the dead guy?
I couldn't see. He was covered in a white sheet.
That's racist. yeah, you're basically saying
I need that sheet back
Klansman.
When he's done with it.
Yeah, it kind of looked like.
Mind me to turn
Klansman.
American History
a dead
X.
Dead Klansman on 34th Street.
He was already a ghost when I saw him.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Did you go stand like under him and go ooh? What smells like pee? Because the subway smell like pee, Gino.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going to see if I can get Navajo here, because you got such a good crowd.
Navajo, we got a great crowd, people. We got Adam. We got, do we have a shot of this? Can we get a shot
then
of this?
Why do you
I
need
gotta tell
Navajo
you, that haircut was long overdue. I mean, it's somewhere between the afro I had and the Aryan thing Rob White is going for. His middle name, incidentally, fun fact, extremely. There you go. There's the cast from
Gino, what you did was you made it like even whiter because his last name's White,
yeah,
which is
it.
A verb.
Maybe my inner monologue should explain it.
No.
We got Adam. We got...
Luke Perry died from AIDS, man.
He did not die from AIDS. He had a stroke.
AIDS related?
No. Have a stroke because of AIDS?
Probably.
You can pretty much have anything because of AIDS,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff happens because of AIDS. And if that wasn't enough, Bobby Kelly passed away.
No, did you see that? King Kong Bundy died, and someone tweeted a picture of Bobby Kelly and put, rest in peace, King Kong Bundy.
Yeah.
And I laughed the entire subway so hard that I walked by a dead body that John was masturbating on. So, missed a lot this morning. Missed a lot.
I expect you to pick up the show. I know you're nervous because there's a lot of people
here. You know me. I get very nervous.
Yeah. I heard somebody at the Comedy Works in Bristol wants to book us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
I think you're busy, though.
What day is it?
Yep.
let me check my calendar. No, I'm open.
Do you have a passport?
What's that?
Do you have a passport?
I don't need it. You don't need a passport.
Do you have a passport?
Yes.
Okay, well, this one you can't do the gig if you have a passport.
You can't go to Bristol, PA with a passport?
That's correct. You don't need one.
Oh.
So they want to hire people that don't have passports.
Well, I mean, how am I going to make this $48 then? Oh, I'm in Princeton this weekend. I'll make it twice
I
over.
I saw that. All right, well, let me see if I can get Nava Joe here. Give me a second.
Fine.
How are you doing? Did you have a nice night?
You know what I watched? You know what I watched last night?
No.
Fucking Abducted in Plain Sight.
I told you.
Has anyone watched that?
The guy would go an inch deep to not break her hymen.
No, the best part is the guy
Wait,
pulls
there's no
over.
Best part of this. He kidnapped a 12-year-old twice. There's no best part.
The best part where you're like, this can't get any more crazy. You're like, this when he pulls over with a hard on and says, jerk me off. And the guy's like, so I did. So you did.
Yeah.
You know how many times Garrett has asked me to jerk him off? Every time.
Yeah,
and I have.
And then he cried and he's like, and this is the dumbest thing I ever did. I relieved him with my hands.
Oh, I mean.
And then it's like, your wife fucked him. Your wife and your dad.
She had
He fucked the whole family.
She hadn't
he fucked that
him.
Man's hand pussy.
No, she hadn't even fucked him yet. And then they sign a waiver saying, yeah, God forbid. That's because, and we said it again. We said it yesterday when we made fun of, you know, the Islam with the ISIS. These are LDS. These are Mormons, fundamentalists. And they're like, no, you should fuck young girls because John Smith wrote about that on day two of his fucking gullible fucking rant. And then they're like, I don't want anyone to know.
I didn't see that part in the movie. Did you? Are you sure you just weren't masturbating the kid
I had
porn?
The, yes and yes.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, God forbid, this guy that you're looking at, you know. Is gay. He's like, well, we didn't want it to come out that he was gay.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Just so you know, John's eating eggs, so I can probably fart.
So wait, can patch me through to Garrett?
Hang on.
Hey, Garrett.
I meant Garrett's eating eggs.
That's
sorry.
I know.
John's
I know.
John's not gonna eat.
John doesn't
he's not
eat
a dead
eggs.
Guy.
Hey, buddy.
Ask him how the eggs are.
How are the eggs? And then.
They're all right.
Yesterday they were a little dry. Today they're better.
And then. And he's going an inch in the whole time. All right, we get it. He's eating eggs. Anyway, that's what I watched last night. Next, I want to watch. Oh, and by the way, you know what I did yesterday?
This one's easier to peel.
All right, no one cares.
I hate sometimes when they're hard to peel. I'll go to, like, the Delta Lounge, and they have pre-peeled eggs. I'm in heaven.
Whoa.
I'll get some and just throw them out.
Guys?
Yeah.
Guys.
Look at these big pieces coming off.
Yeah, like, don't you hate when you peel and you accidentally break a chunk off? It's so fucking deep.
Look at that, the whole bottom half.
Oh, nice and clean. Yeah. Hey-o.
This is why we have whiskey. This is why we. Hey, thanks, that's guys. Great, Garrett. That's great. Now, can you get the
All
whole
right,
thing
I'm gonna
in
patch
your mouth?
You back through to you.
Did the everything. Oh, there you go. That's the moneymaker. Madison Malloy will be on later. That's how we got her on the show. Put this
you
whole.
You know, he put the whole egg in his mouth. It's amazing. You should go compete against those hongers on Coney Island for the egg eating contest.
I get it, half English, half weed guy. I get it. Okay.
All right. Anyways, what were you saying about kid fucking?
No. You know what I did yesterday? You know why I watched it? Because I finally hooked up the internet in my apartment.
That's great.
I have internet. Now I'm going to get a TV. I'm going to get one of those OLED TVs that cost $4,500.
Gino wants to get a $4,000 TV to bring his ex-girlfriend over and be like, look how fancy my TV
hey,
is.
Hey, what do you want to watch it. On TV? And then the next day fucking return it and get like
said,
one of those fucking.
You don't need that. All you need is an older heavy TV that you could bop her over the head with.
One of the ones with the tube in the back to drop on her head?
For certain.
Okay. That's my plan. It's all coming together.
All right. I'd like to just say, if anybody sees Ilhan Omar, if you could just spit on her and call her a filthy muzz.
Who's Ilhan Omar? The chick that muted you on Twitter?
You don't follow. It's news, Gino. It's,
what is it?
She's a muzzy that hates the Jews. She married her brother. She lives in Little Somalia.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, but I got
Little
six.
Little Somalia, Minnesota.
I got six in new litter box yesterday.
Yeah. All right, well, let me see if I could take a look at the audience there and see if I could bring up Nava Joe and then get the show started. It's 10 minutes. You've been doing nothing. My beard looks great.
It does. You're using oil? There you go. That was me.
Hello, Gino, my fraternity brother from Alpha Burps a Lot.
You don't like the burping. Hey, Nava Joe, you didn't even come in with music this time. You just...
No, because I'm dead. I just creep up on you. If you recall, I died a long time ago.
Hey, quick question. Is there anyone new up there? We just lost the guy on the subway over at 34th Street, Herald Square.
Yes, I just saw one guy and he keeps on going, you know what? I'm dead.
Is that how they show up when they die?
You know what? Dead. And I go, hey, how you doing, King Kong Boondi?
No, that's...
And he said, my name is Robert Kelly. And I go, why'd you make those girls pee and poo in a bucket and then ask permission to throw it out?
That's R. Kelly. You're confusing Robert Kelly, a pudgy white man, with R. Kelly, a very dark rapper.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What was the other question?
Just if there was a guy that showed up in a sheet that died on Herald Square.
Oh, yes. His name was Laverne.
It's a chick.
No, it's a black man's name.
I guess you could do that. Okay.
In French, it would stand for the Verne.
Okay. That actually makes sense.
Yes. He was a lovely man. He was known for rolling all of his stuff around in a cart or a suitcase.
Yes.
What finally took him was the heroin and the diabetes.
Yes. You know what they should...
And the cops shot him.
But just once or twice?
No, about 18 times. Yeah, well, leg.
The first 16 were an accident. The last two, that's anger. That's anger.
I understand. Oh, it's warm here. There's a fire crackling behind me.
Well, yeah, why is there a fire crackling?
Because Bob? It's not daylight here. It's a different time zone.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. In heaven now, it's only 5 a.m.
See, we have a studio audience.
I've been up all night snuffing peyote.
You don't snuff peyote.
I do what I want.
You snort. Maybe you could snort it. I wonder if Artie ever snorted.
In other news, you have a live audience.
We do. Unlike the guy on the Herald Square subway stop, there's a live audience.
Let me take a look
at
them.
Although the second guy in, not sure. Not
the one
sure.
On the left, I call him the one that ate the rapper called Pitbull.
Yeah, there you go.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce courses. That's how many meals he likes. He is a good man. He brought cigars for your co-host. And even though he looks like he has consent because he is so angry, whenever he does sex on a woman, it is rape. Next to him is the guy that runs the comic book shop in The Simpsons.
Means a lot to me. Means a lot. Thank you.
I took your joke and switched it, like you do with so many Vecchione jokes.
You made it funny. I could never take a Vecchione joke. They're brilliant.
He is the man that wears a shirt that doesn't go with his face.
No, it does not.
His shirt says, hey, I'm 16 and a hippie. But his face says, hey, I just shot 3 hippies. Next to him is the man that is single because he still battles with his sexuality. We call him the one with 2 assholes. He would do sex on a man if it were not so frowned upon in the world. And if he had to fuck a guy, he would fuck Gino, because Gino has an ass like a 72-year-old woman.
I have a fantastic ass!
That is not true. I have seen you after calling on Pushy Poo. It looks like a dirt bike race happened all over your lower legs.
It's a lie! Nama Joe is lying!
Next to him is the one we call Brady.
He looks like a sniper. Wait, whatever it is, he's laughing again. I mean, Nava Joe.
He came in from a place called Colorado, where sure. The marijuana is legal, but he looks like he doesn't do it because he disagrees with the laws of the state.
Oh, he looks like he got to the movie theater when Batman Begins was showing and the other guy already got there. Ah, God damn it.
We get it. There was a shooting. Brady is in town to work on the Roosevelt Island tram. It is the tram that goes across the river and takes people from one place to the other.
So it's a trans. It's trans?
No, it is a tram.
Okay.
A tram. He is here to work on it. His company built it, and now they are repairing it because even though he believes in the integrity of his company, he thinks they fucked up somewhere along the way.
Is that true? Oh, okay.
Yesterday, 4 children were dropped from the tram.
Really?
That is not true. Brady also flew all this way just to get a mug from your kikey ass.
I give those away!
Behind him is the one that has the shirt on that says, Slow American, I think.
Slow American?
Yes. It is like an American, but slower.
I thought it was a slum, like he lives in his car. Who would do that?
Oh. He also prefers the slow cooker over the pressure cooker when it comes to cooking owls and small black children.
Did you say the pressure corker?
Cooker.
Okay.
Next to them is the one we call Robert. He has the morning off from arresting criminales.
He brought this.
Next to him is what I call a wall.
Yeah, we know. We got
below
it.
That is an electrical outlet.
Yeah, got it. Hey, do you know we met the guy in Chicago who sent us the MyPillow guy?
Yes.
Shout out Rocky Pitone. Rocky?
No, you're thinking of the cigar business, Rocky
no,
Patel.
No, because his name was like Rocky Patel, and he gave him to Rocky.
He works in the hotel industry. He said if I ever want to go there and slaughter a hooker, he'll cover it up.
probably shouldn't have volunteered that information, Navajo.
Why?
Well, just because if a hooker shows up...
I have a good mind to go make feces and leave you to hang here alone.
Do you have the feces again?
Yes, I had feces in the morning, but it was incomplete.
I am very good with my feces, Navajo.
That's what people say. Oh, hang on. Luke Perry and King Kong Bundy are here. Riders on the storm. Dun, 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 dun.
Can you ask Luke Perry if he died from a stroke that was complicated by AIDS?
Hey, Luke. How are you? I am Navajo. I am the welcoming committee here in Hiavan.
In where?
Hiavan.
Oh, heaven. I haven't had enough
Luke,
of you.
I have a very important... Okay, he said only one question, Gino.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like to fuck Kelly? Kelly? Who was better, her or Brenda?
Ah. Who had the bigger peach pit? That's code for clitoris. You'll understand.
Hey,
just read one of the
Dylan,
sexy guys.
When Luke, when David room. Got hooked on methamphetamine, did you try and fuck him once? Even though you knew you shouldn't.
Kelly Kapowski is.
Why did you die from paddling a canoe?
Paddling a stroke? What?
Yes, a stroke.
No. A stroke is when. Like, a stroke is. And here's a fun fact. Right-handed people are more likely to have a stroke than left-handed people. Did you know that? True story. I'm reading a book about the two sides of the brain and corpus callosum. All right. Just saying. Lefties more likely to have a stroke. And more artistic. But when you have a stroke in the right side of your brain, then you can't fucking look at pictures. When you have one on the left side, then you eat, like, with your fucking toes. It's a fucking mess. Okay.
Gino, this music's a fucking downer. I feel like I'm dragging the whole show down.
This is your... You're doing great!
I'm so fucking exhausted, man. I had to go to the gym with my wife. Hang on! Let me patch you through to more entertaining stuff.
For those of you tuning in... Why is it flashing? There's Madison the robot. God damn these fucking erasers. That's broken. Hello? King Kong Bundy, shopper.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron. This music's way better. You like this music?
Yes, it's the theme from 90210, isn't
fucking
it?
Fucking awesome. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Did you? I never watched it. Did you watch 90210?
Yeah. Remember when they go da na na na?
Because you're younger. 90210.
And they fist bump Luke and Luke Perry and Jason Priestley. And Jason Priestley should have died earlier. He had a car crash like when he was racing cars years ago.
Are you sure you're not confusing him with the guy from Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Okay. Jason Priestley. Horrible car accident. His face was all mangled and shit. Got so bad he had to do Canadian TV.
That seems like. I never watched 90210 because it came out.
Ah, check out those licks, bro.
What? Okay, this is where I go. I never watched 90210 because it came out when I was in college, and I didn't watch TV in college. I was drunk. Although I'm getting TV, I'm getting an OLED TV. Hey, why don't we watch New York One in super high def?
Ah, like what a long intro, man. Whatever. This one like has all the guest stars and everything.
I'm
remember
like,
the guy that ran the beach bit?
Like, I'm going to call her boyfriend like a Jew. I don't care how long
Joey
you're
Tata. Gonna...
Joey Tata!
What, your boyfriend can't afford OLED TV? Working on his fucking DJ career? That's fucking queer? What are we doing?
Listen to the extended mix, BH90210. We used to call it BH9, me and Matt Collins.
Who?
Me and Matt Collins, he was my buddy at school. I fucked his girlfriend once.
Wait, you what?
I fucked his girlfriend once.
That's not the girl you punched in the face.
Carrie Traer. That was her name. She dated Matt, and then...
I missed you more.
And then I think he fucked my girlfriend once, or he tried. But then, like, they broke up. Let me make this very clear. I didn't cuck him. But then he came down to my room one morning, and she was in my bed. She fucked good. She's like skinny and tall.
Really?
She didn't care. Yeah, was that? I was like second year, so all the girls were on the pill already, so you're just nutting everywhere.
Wait, what? Second year? You were a sophomore?
We didn't call it that. We called it second year.
That's what you call it in Canada?
Yeah. Fuck this extended mix, bro.
I can't even.
Yeah. Back then, you'd get hard. Remember, you'd wake up, you didn't know what happened the night before, and there's just a girl next to you, and you're rock hard.
No.
And then Satan's knocking on the back door, if you know what I'm saying.
No. I don't even want to touch it. Oh, I cannot wait. If you gave odds in Vegas, plus 500 says it's Muttsy, just if you want to take a long shot. Ah, there you go. Hello, Luke Perry.
Hey, man.
Luke Perry with the voice of Weed Guy.
Nah, different, man. I'm just older and wiser. You can tell by the gray of my beard, man.
I can't, Luke Perry.
I had a good one, man. I was from Ohio.
Luke Perry, first of all, first time, long time. Sorry to hear about your demise. Maybe it's better.
Hey, life comes, life goes, man.
Maybe it's better this way. You were 52, so young, taken from
us. Taken.
I mean,
and the show had just come back. I was going to be on that, and I got my Men's Warehouse shirt on.
You do. It's very. You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah, you'd think I'd dress better, right?
No, you're 50, dude. You've lived your life. Now let me ask you. Storied career. You kind of faded from the limelight after you had the stroke. When exactly did you have the stroke, and what went on between then and your passing? I mean, what were you doing? Seems like you just fell out of the media, out of the eye. Yeah.
Stroke was like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Never fully recovered.
Sure.
From it. And a lot of people thought I had AIDS. Not
right.
True.
My co-host thought you had AIDS.
Yeah, it's not true at all.
Then what was the stroke? Stroke was just from like a blood clot.
I was I'm on a kayak team.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, so you're on a kayak. That's a callback to Navajo. I'm sorry. Have you bumped into a guy in a headdress up there?
Just got here, man. I haven't had time to check it out. Don't even have representation yet. WME.
You don't need representation in heaven.
What do you mean?
You don't. Heaven is a perfect place that you don't need anything. Here's a simple fact. If you read Conversations with God.
Oh, yeah. If I dip my toe in the water, no. Then I'll be even with Quickie.
No, no. And you're all dicks. No. It's a simple fact. You will never have what you need. Do you know why, Luke? Because when you need something, you don't have it. Watch this. Ask me if I need a whiskey right now. Ask me.
Hey, man, do you need a whiskey right now?
I do need a whiskey right now because I don't have it. Now ask me if I need one.
Do you need one?
Mm-mm. Because I have whiskey. So you will never need for something that you already have.
Really,
and
like
when you're in
good,
heaven,
what?
When you're in heaven, you have everything.
This is just silly.
No,
you need. Just made an excuse to drink.
Well, that's
none
that's
of that had anything to do with Buddha or God.
Need does not exist.
I don't know if I should trust you, man. You wear girls' necklaces.
This was a gift. I just broke it. That was a gift.
That's God, man. That's how God works. Why'd you break that? I'm sorry.
It just came unsnapped. It came on. I'm just saying.
Is it from someone in your family that's dead?
Hey, do you see my Aunt Olga up there? She'd be knitting.
She's very lovely. She's making sausage and peppers for everybody.
I bet she is. She used to
broccoli rabi.
Look, my point is, simply put, and then
yeah,
I'll let
I'll
you
have some.
My point is this.
I don't have to watch my weight up here, man.
Because there's no need for anything, and heaven is perfect, so when you have everything, you need what? What do you need?
The water to
nothing.
Dip your toe?
No. No. Here, let's do another quick one. Let's see. Like, and your knowledge is perfect. Watch this. There is no hate in heaven. What is the opposite of love anyway?
It's a choke.
No.
That's I feel so many emotions,
that's a verb,
man.
That's a verb you do when you're angry.
Oh, the opposite of love, according to you, is unforgiven.
No, it's indifference. That's why
you know
you can
that
see?
If you go on the Detroit Free Press, what they're saying about me?
No, why don't you tell me?
They say, Dylan, Luke Perry didn't have the gift of old age.
No, he died at 52.
But I died Monday after having a massive stroke from my kayak club.
Right,
I did
because
achieve something. Few actors, too. I became an icon of my time.
Did you?
Yeah, I had style.
So is this just an opinion piece they're writing about you and this
yeah,
is the one you sifted it out?
I had problems.
No.
I was your first adult relationship.
No.
I was smart.
Nope.
I cared.
He did. Do me a favor. Garrett, see if you could find his greatest piece of Hollywood.
Oh my God, hang on, man. Someone else just got here. Yeah, I'm not alone anymore.
Can I leave?
Hang on.
I get it. This is the segue, so someone else is coming up the stairway.
Yeah.
If you're out of whiskey, don't be shy. Just come up and get it, guys.
Here he comes, man. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
I don't even want to.
I saw this guy's podcast.
Here we go. Don't leave, Malloy.
He saw his podcast, Gene.
Where?
Hang on.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, King Kong Bundy.
Oh, ladies. Hey, buddy. How are you, my friend? Hey, Robert Kelly, I love your podcast.
Do you like my chest?
No, it's upsetting
my
me.
My nipples are sad.
Thank you, handsome motherfucker.
Look at them. My nips are sad. My chest should not look like this. It should not go all the way around my body.
No.
Do you know my real name?
I don't. Steve.
Correct.
It is. So you don't know it either? Is that really it? You know, a lot of people down here are making a joke that you remind them of Robert Kelly. That was a little.
Do you know who I am for real?
No.
Guess.
You're King Kong.
No, you fucking idiot. I tricked you. I'm another fat, bald guy. You're saying we all look alike?
No, I didn't say that.
I think I'm Butterbean. John, who am I?
Butterbean.
So that's.
You thought I was King Kong Bundy. That's fattest. Okay. So, you're being fattest.
Okay. You sit in your little booth, you pick the wrong picture, and then you make me look like the asshole.
Oh, that's fuck. If I was there, I'd show you what forfeited means.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah. Tried to put five fingers in your ass, but only forfeited. Anywho.
I read the tweet.
What did I die of?
I just start giggling again. I'm like, he's so funny.
What did I die of?
You're 61 and fat. Pro Wrestling Sheet learned wrestling legend King Kong Bundy, not photoed here, died yesterday afternoon. His longtime friend David Harrow made the announcement. Who cares? On Facebook, you know that, like, you've really fallen out when, like, people find out you die because your friend had to write it on Facebook. Trust me, when I die, fucking Alex will fucking send out a tweet. Who's he fucking in heaven? Bundy's longtime friend shared the announcement on Facebook, writing, quote, today we lost a legend and a man I consider family. Rest in peace, Chris. His name is Chris.
If you smell what the Bundy's cooking.
You have no idea what you're doing.
And when I get up on that top rope, brother, and I jump down and rain hell upon you.
No, no.
Ooh, yeah.
Watch this. Do
your macho.
Do your Andre the Giant impersonation.
It's me, Andre the Giant. Get down. Get down. Watch out. I'm a wrestler.
Please do this for another half hour.
Get to the ring. Watch out for the chopper. Please welcome Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
I killed his girlfriend. Remember that?
What?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka basically killed his girlfriend like 20 years ago. It came up in court.
I have footage of King Kong Bundy's last match. Hang on while I patch you through. He was a finesse wrestler.
He was not. That's Butterbean. You're doing it wrong. John, come get a drink. You're making me... What are you doing? Hey, buddy. You've been through a lot. Here, have a hit of this. It'll make you feel better. That's Butterbean. Hey, buddy.
He knocked that guy the fuck out. Here he is driving around with Ryan Seacrest. Here's him and Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, don't...
Department store boxing. All right, here we go. Oh, here come we on, go. Punch her! Punch her! Come on, Butterbean!
No, that's not department store boxing. They don't want...
Knock out Ocasio Cortez. Who's this tiny honger?
No!
Here you guys, touch gloves and come out fighting.
Why would you want to get hit by Butterbean in a department store? Where you could fall on glass. Okay. I think
the jackass guy won that round.
Okay. Get up. You realize
that. Look at this woman.
You realize that's not King Kong Bundy. That's Butterbean.
He was a film star, a wrestler, a boxer, lived a great life. Do you remember he was in the movie The Princess Bride?
No, that was actually Hulk Hogan. That was actually Andre the Giant. Fuck me.
We're gathered here today for marriage. No. Marriage.
He didn't know.
True love.
No, that was the priest.
True love.
No. What you've done is taken the wrong character and given him the wrong voice.
Yeah.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey.
Yeah, I like the fact that we shouted at these dead people, but we got to move on. We got more show to do.
You don't have a... I wanted one more clip of fucking King Kong Bundy, but
all right, let me see what I can do.
John has it.
Let me patch you through to the clip.
John has it.
I already forgot what you said.
I fucking love you. I was going to have him put up George the Animal Steel, but fuck it!
Oh.
No!
He'd eat the turnbuckle.
Yes!
Do you know why?
And his tongue was green.
Do you know why?
No!
Because he was crazy.
See, that I grew up watching. I grew up watching wrestling. Did not watch 90210. Didn't watch Married with Children.
Oh, here he is.
Both great shows. Who?
Guy, I'm Harry. Yeah, I forgot to shave.
See?
We've seen this before. No rhyme, no reason.
Who's that he's wrestling?
He has control of the match.
Oh yeah!
Oh, he needs the
macho
turnbuckle.
Man.
I mean, this guy belongs in a cage. There's no doubt about it. There's no room for him in professional wrestling.
Look, yeah. Is that Randy Savage?
Right into the back of the shoulder blade, beaten by a
both these guys are
right?
Dead. If that's Randy Savage,
Randy Savage is dead.
Yeah, right. Macho Man Randy Savage is dead.
No way.
Google it. Thank you. Fucking comic book guy knows. That's enough for me.
All right. Well, I got to move on. We got stories to get
Randy
to.
He's like,
it
Randy
was nice
Savage,
that we could
like
give a shout out to Robert
room
Kelly.
At my comic book store is dead. Talked over you. Sorry. What'd you say?
It was nice that we could give a shout out to Robert Kelly.
No, that was King Kong. I don't even know who it was anymore.
Yeah. Anyways, how was your night?
I got the internet. I got my cat a new litter box. I'm going to buy a $5,000 TV to try and look better than my
ex
fiance's
Jew boyfriend.
It's not
a good idea.
We
don't have that type of job stability.
What's that?
We don't have that type of job stability.
Oh, please. Don't be such a faggotty. We have that job stability.
Phone just rang. Probably the boss.
I guess I'll have to double down on my sports sheets.
No. I mean, I don't think you should be making any big-time purchases right now. I'm looking at getting life insurance.
You don't have life insurance yet?
No, I have one, but it's like, I think the coverage is if I die, my wife gets like $9.
Well, I have life insurance that I got. I'm so fucking old. I got this when I had a job in Wilmington, Delaware. If I die, and back then, I'm like 5 years out of college, I'm like, $100,000? You could buy anything with that. But that's my coverage.
And you probably thought you would die because your whole family had been passing.
Yeah, my aunt just died of cancer.
Yeah.
I try every time. Yeah.
I had a good night.
What'd you do?
We took Piper to the doctor. She got her shots.
Aww.
They gave her hepatitis. And I go, why are you giving her what these gay people are trying not to get? So they give her a shot, you know, like your joke, where if you're trying to get rid of something, you give them a shot. She got that, then they had to test her for
teeth. Did you walk by during my set and yell because gay people like dick at one point?
No, I just farted because Garrett's eating eggs. And then we did that. Then my wife and I went to the gym together. Extraordinary togetherness, because we had to, because someone leaked out the fact that I put my thumb in her ass the night before from watching the show.
Did you get 5 fingers in there?
No, only 4 fitted. And we went to the gym together. Then we went home. I barbecued on that new grill. Made
the
8
one that
burgers.
You put on the ground and took 2 minutes to put together.
Yep. And
then we went and did
a show at a bar, which I haven't done in ages. I went to like a shitty like whiskey bar and did stand up.
Where?
In Queens, called Irish Whiskey or something.
Oh, get
where,
me on
you
that.
You know, where they're not there for the show and they're
get
just getting hammered and stuff.
Right.
And it was great. I did jokes. Sean Patton was there. And I go, you going to go up? And he's like, maybe. I don't know. It's like, it's not set up for comedy at all. Really gives you your edge back. I did some great jokes. My rape jokes landed really well.
Because it's normal people who just want to laugh, not these people that go to clubs. Whatever.
No, they're not normal. And clubs are great, by the way. Anyways,
I know, I'm extending
to
New York with your wife on the 11th, by the way, to give her a little love.
What?
The 11th of this month, 2 months, I'm at Stand Up New York with your lovely wife.
Why?
Because clubs are great. I thought we were doing that bit. All right.
You guys are on the same show? What is it, a midnight show?
No, it's a 9 o'clock.
You're on a 9 o'clock show?
I have a 9:05 spot, so maybe it's an 8 o'clock.
Just text Stand Up New York. You said Stand Up New York?
78th and Broadway. Get your tickets for, what is it?
What day was that?
That would be Monday, March 11th, when all the bigwigs play.
It's changed.
What happened?
Aaron Berg's headlining that show.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Breaking news. Breaking news. This just in, Gino.
What's up, buddy?
Big hot news story out of Little China.
Colorism. Ant shows
Big
no
Chinese, mo- Little China. Remember that movie with Kurt Russell?
Yes. Yes, this is the bus story. There
it's
you go.
It's a bus, that's correct. Now you're thinking Chinese bus, how many people were killed?
Yeah, because some dizzy bitch a couple months ago got mad at the, did you see that clip? A couple months ago, and then we'll get to your story, legit news guy. Some crazy fucking bitch on a bus in China got mad at the driver, started punching him in the head, and when he turned to like hit her, and then he turned back, he did this with the wheel. And he drove in a slant off the side of a fucking bridge. Thank you, Teddy. Everyone, you're racist. Everyone fucking died. So this woman we're about to meet, you'd go to jail. All right, get back to you, racist. I mean, legit news guy.
Anyways, there was a woman. As you know, in China, if you have a daughter, you must drown the daughter. That is state law in the state of China.
You must drown the daughter without getting caught.
No, you're allowed to get caught.
Woman attacks driver after he called her uncivilized with an S for letting her son piss on the bus, urinate. A woman in central China, like we know, any China's a big
Would you
place.
Like to see the video? I could go straight to that.
I'd love that.
Now, this person either has Down syndrome or jaundice. Just to prepare
no,
you.
No, they're Asian. All right.
Excuse me?
They're Asian. That makes them slightly more yellow.
They're agents for what?
Asian with an S.
Agents.
I can't even.
Well, there they are.
Look at this.
Oh, God.
What is up with Chinese fucking women? This is why they drown you at birth. It saves lives.
What happened? It was a driver bus. People come up, try to stop me, driver bus. I say, I must have driver bus.
He goes, people stop me, driver bus. All right, look, let me say
right
this.
There, you see
if
it.
You
people
don't
are very
find
upset.
That funny, I have no
now
time for
Now this
honga
boy is
life.
Peeing.
What's
this
that?
Honga boy is melting. Because you could see there is
yellow
coming out of his winger.
Yellow's coming out of him. Is that why?
And he's yellow.
So yellow's coming out of him like face. So you see.
He's melting. So they clearly think witchcraft is happening.
That's not
Now here
going
this guy
on.
Is like, ooh, instead of drive, I must go on a grinder. He's trying to find a date currently. There's some words there, symbols, basically about Jumanji, the board game.
Can't even.
And then it says we pay cash.
Surveillance footage that we're looking at filmed inside the traveling in Dazi, Hubei province.
Look at this. Oh, this hung.
This is the one. This is the one. Watch this. Watch this bus. You ready? That's a slant. Oh, we're all dead. We're all dead. Show
hey,
it
Gino.
Again. Show it one more time. We're all dead because this is what goes on.
Wait, was it the woman's fault or the driver's fault?
It was the woman's fault. She
Why
attacked the driver.
Why would you be so misogynistic? Maybe it was the driver's
then
fault.
Then when you punch a bitch squarely in the face at Veterans Stadium in the 700 level, you're an asshole? No.
Hang on one sec. We've just been preempted. I need to patch you through to something else.
Patch
Bear with me one moment. Very important breaking news. Hang on.
This is not going to be good, right?
Oh, this is good.
Okay.
Jesus H. Christ on a popsicle stick.
Oh, I don't want to see this.
Yes, you do.
Oh, she's breastfeeding?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought she was going to push her over and her elbow was going to do
it. I'll tell you, my wife never did that. Still hasn't done that.
So, if...
Oh, to be that baby. Oh, yeah.
Legit news guy, quick question.
Hey,
quick.
Mom.
Legit news guy.
Sorry, I'm 46 and still suckling your teeth.
Can I ask
Jesus
you a question?
Jesus Christ, I would do sex what on does, that.
How did we wind up looking at
For
this?
For God's name of Jack the Ripper, I'm fucking hotter than Gibraltar right now.
Can I ask you?
Oh, to be a baby.
What?
Shut up, Gino. Let me finish here. Hang on one second. Give me a little.
So we're just looking at breastfeeding
Shut
now?
Shut up. Go back. Hang on. Let me patch you through to John a minute ago. John, I'm patching you through to past you. All right, thank you. Oh.
I don't even know why I sit here sometimes. I should be with you guys. Just I am drinking with you guys.
Awful, baby.
What are you guys doing? That doesn't sound... It,
awful,
guys,
baby.
Guys, are you jerking off to breastfeeding with a woman doing yoga? Weren't we just covering a Chinese tragedy a moment ago? How do we go from a guy operating a bus with a kid melting into a trash
Shut
can?
Shut up, this was fucking breaking news, man.
To you guys
Sometimes
jerking
you
off to a woman doing
Sometimes
yoga
Sometimes the president
and
talks while the Mets are playing. Oh, come on, yeah. That's the good stuff.
It's not.
Oh, that's the good stuff right there. Good. Ah, God
this is
damn
better.
It.
This is better. Look at this. Watch. Okay, now let me just, I go. Oh, we're going over. Oh, and we're dead. Look at this.
Oh, fuck.
Look at this. Look at, now you're jerking off to the bus crash. Really?
Oh, dead hungers.
What
dead
did you say?
Hungers. Dead hungers.
Yeah, I heard
Always
you.
Gets me hard, man. Reminds me of Harbor, Nam.
Were you in Nam there, legit news guy?
Yeah, did my, Sorry, did you mean Nam, California?
No, I meant Vietnam in the early 70s.
No, I did not go. I had a torn meniscus.
Well, that sounds terrible. How'd you tear your meniscus?
Intentionally.
So you just tore your meniscus.
It sounds like a minotaur,
MCL?
But it's not.
What's that?
Sounds like a minotaur, but it's not.
It sounds like mucus more than minotaur.
Whatever you think, man.
Okay, fantastic. All right.
You want to bring our guest in? We got a big special guest today. I'll get out of here and go make feces, and you cover the story.
I'm worried about you, but of course, let's do exactly that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure whenever we can get a comic to get up this early and come hang out with us. This one is fantastic. I work with her all the time at Stand Up New York. I was going to be there on the 11th, but apparently Berg is doing it now. Please welcome the hilarious Madison Malloy, everyone. Madison Malloy! Sit down, creeps. Right there. How are you?
Good.
Come on, come in for some creepy sugar.
I really
thought, yeah, that's
I
not...
thought you guys would have coffee.
We do have coffee.
I'm so...
You did
Budget's
not get...
been cut, Madison. No coffee, no water.
There's a coffee machine.
Water,
we have coffee, right?
We have coffee?
Yes, we've always had coffee.
Hang on one sec. Let me see if Tucker's done.
I want coffee, crack cocaine.
Okay, well, we have...
We do have coffee. Do you like it with cream and sugar?
God. Yeah, we have black... or
I did my makeup because I was like, oh, radio.
No,
you're on video.
You are. Let me tell you, these guys, they'll never find your body with either one of these guys. So you should be fine looking like that.
Where did you find all these guys?
They found us. This is a cross section of In Hot Water fans right there.
I love it.
See all the diversity? You've got white, really white, even whiter, dangerously white, just left a Klan meeting, you'll never find her body. And the guy right there saying, I could have been a sniper, but I grew a mustache. So, right there. How are you?
Damn, that's good.
See, you got your coffee. Welcome.
How are you?
Congratulations. I know you just started a podcast with another good friend of ours, Ashley
Austin Morris.
We stumble through that. Yes.
The Ashley and Madison show.
Not Ashley Madison.
No, you don't have to keep us a secret.
No, it's Ashley and Madison because there's an and. All right, uh-huh. That's fantastic.
There's two of us, right?
Right. Did he really go? Excuse me one second. He really went to take a dump, didn't he?
Who?
Never mind.
That's what your morning coffee does to you.
I'm alone. I'm alone. Well, that's fucking great. All right.
So,
what was the impetus? That means the reason you began. What was the impetus, not what happened with you and your hot wife, Rob? What was the impetus of you guys getting a podcast? Because it's funny how they all begin. Like, me and Berg had, like, a begin. How did you guys start yours?
You know, we actually met, and we have the same manager, and he goes, gosh.
And you were in lingerie, and you started having a pillow fight. Ashley's hot, too. What?
Right? Exactly. Right. And he was like, you guys are two Christian hot messes.
Right.
You know, why don't we take the whole spin on the Christianity and...
So you're very Christian? Like, I'm
She's more Christian than
are
I
Are you doing
am.
Ash Wednesday tomorrow?
No, that's Catholic.
Okay, well, I didn't... Okay, so what version of Christianity are you?
I mean, I'm really not that religious. Like, I believe in, like, God, but, like, as far as segregated religion, but I was raised Christian.
Right. All our friends believe in segregation. Never mind.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah,
I'm
right?
thinking of something else. What?
Exactly.
Back of the bus, chink! All right, what?
So, no, it was good. We're excited. You know, it's...
Well, you got, like, four or five in now, right?
Yeah, we just launched our fifth one yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I told the story about how I got baptized when I was wasted. So that was fun.
How old were you when you got baptized?
29.
Okay, so I'm going to back... Jesus Christ. That's when I fucking got water... Okay, let me go back. What prompted you guys to be like, all right, since we're so Christian, even though you just got baptized, into what religion?
I don't know. They found me on a street, so it could have been a cult.
Okay. And Ashley Austin Morris, is she Catholic, Christian, Protestant?
She's Christian.
She's Christian.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? Like, but there's sects of Christianity. You know,
of
so
course.
I snuck in sex.
So
here I did it, huh? There's chloroform of Christianity.
Yeah.
Shut up. There's sects of Christianity. So, like, to start this, I mean, so you're just kind of some broadly ranged, like, podcast that deals with all Christianity?
No. We're not, like, Christian focused. Like, she was raised with missionaries. My parents went
missionaries?
Yes.
See how fucked up religion can be.
How crazy is that?
Like, you see how fucked up, like, because we talked about this. And
coolest stories, though.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like you ever listen to our boy Dustin Chaffin talk about, like, being raised, like, Mormon Latter-day Saints?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I've said this in my act, and I'll say it again, I'm sure. Look, Jesus wasn't Jewish, Buddha wasn't Buddhist, Muhammad wasn't Muslim. They were just three guys that loved everyone and everything, and people followed them. But then man started organizing religions, and it's what you say. It's so fucked up.
It is. And that's why, like, when people say, are you religious? It's like, well, I believe in, like, God and all that, but I don't want to segregate. I don't think it's right for some person to say, well, because I believe this, I'm better than you. Nobody's better than anybody.
No.
We're all just have our purpose, and we're different. But, yeah, so we got together. She's more the clean one. I'm more the naughty one. So if I get too naughty, she yells Bible verses at me.
She spanks you?
Which is kind of fun. But it's good. You know, like, I definitely commit a lot of sins. She doesn't commit as many sins.
And you talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah. It's a lot of real truth, but a lot of funny, too.
No, I'm sure. I listened to the first, like, half hour, well, the first 20 minutes of your first episode.
Okay. Well, you got to keep listening. They get
better. Well, I just was listening on the subway ride in.
We have a stripper coming on in 4 weeks.
Really? Now, who is that stripper? Is it some kind of Christian twang to it?
No, she was from Texas.
Thanks for getting the wang joke, creep. What?
She has been dancing nude for 25 years. She just retired.
Right.
And she was, like, one of the top earners by the book strippers, which means you basically don't go to the back room and sucky sucky.
well, then,
go to the back room.
No interest in meeting this broad.
For $1,000, which I wish I could figure out.
Do you understand how hard you have to work to make that much money not sucking dick? Tell him.
I know.
Not important.
Sorry, Gino. What did I miss?
Do you know her?
I know Madison.
Podcast.
No. Do you know her and Ashley's podcast has, like, a Christian twinge to it?
Yeah, Ashley's, like, I don't know if she's born again, but I know she was in, like, a 12-step. And is she born again? Are you guys both born again?
No. I'm not. I mean, I'm not gonna go out and just bang anybody.
Right.
I
was just asking about religion, and then you started telling me who you want to fuck.
I need somebody to wine and dine me at this point, Aaron. I'm not even kidding you. I have that joke where I run my pussy as a nonprofit,
yeah.
You know, because I don't charge whatever, because I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to bang again, like, I might as well have somebody take me to Paris.
Yeah, but you're known to not be promiscuous.
No,
and
I'm not.
And I would imagine Ashley's the same way. I've heard no sex stories about you on the streets.
No.
Zero.
Because I'm smart. I've never banged a comic.
I wouldn't say that's smart necessarily.
I know.
What you want to do is sleep with
one
that's
married and
has a kid. So
you're saying I still have a chance.
So that he'd never tell anyone.
Yeah, right?
I'm joking.
I know. Isn't that kind of weird? Nobody's ever heard sex stories about me.
No, it's great. It means that you hold on to your morality and you don't just go doling out puss.
But it's also good for a comedy career because that's just it. It's not like, oh, she's
really?
Just...
Come on. Let me ask you this. 5 years ago, if Louis was like, hey, I'm going to take you to open for me on tours, all we got to do is do sex.
Well, Louis didn't do that. He just jerked off.
Would you let him jerk off if you would open for him on the road?
I can't answer that without getting in trouble.
That is a yes.
Yeah, let me answer for you. What you're saying is, of course I would.
Gino would. Gino
sucked Jim Norton
off. Well,
I don't know. I've never been in that
position. What's your point?
I'm just saying you sucked Jim Norton off.
It was King Kong Bundy. So
Gino once licked Artie's nose after he snorted glass.
Ew.
I got a little bit of cocaine. It was worth it.
There's something I wanted to talk to Madison about because I was on your Facebook the other day.
Okay.
And you put a post up, and I don't have the post here. I could have researched it. But you were unsure if you wanted to continue doing comedy, and you've been doing comedy for a while. Where did this come from, and what were the thoughts behind this?
I think it's just the frustration of the business overall. You know, I'm also a writer and a producer and an actor, and it was just the frustration from like every single angle of getting so close and then having doors shut and getting close again and then door shut and being broke and having to like pick up jobs just so you can go and do this dream. It was one of those things. Like, I majored in finance and I have a brain, and it was kind of like, do I want to suffer or do I want to make money? And then the truth of the matter is, what else would I, if I had $1 billion, what would I do? And it was this.
Right.
And it's like, you can't quit. It's Hotel California.
So you answered your own question. That's a, yeah. That's,
which
that's
also,
a,
by the, so I didn't know work, women had brains.
What's that? No.
She has a brain.
No, you did. You're not, no. But that's a perfect way to put it.
Is it smaller?
No. No, they say the women have a more developed left side of the brain because they sense
than
stuff.
Than squirrels?
We have the intuition.
Right side of the brain, thank you. But that's the perfect way to put it. And I used to say that to my ex who's fucking a Juno. But it's simply put.
What did that have to do with your
dream? But it's true. I love that you say that, because I used to say, if you had if you had all the money in the world, what would you do?
I would dip my toe in the river.
No, that's a different thing. You ever heard that?
You heard that expression, Matt? If you dip your toe in the river of iniquity, then iniquity will come to your toe.
Dip your toe into the river of iniquity, next thing you know, you put your whole foot in and you're bathing in it and you drown in it. It's simply saying once you veer off the path of righteousness, then you become lost and it fucking takes from you. But you said if you had all the money in the world, what would you do? And you're like, that's just it. Because once you're doing stuff for money, you're like, all right, and that's all you're thinking about. Like when we're on stage, you know, I'll be there in like 3 or 4 weeks. I got something coming up. Yeah. When you're on stage.
You were great in Chicago, by the way. You did great.
We both.
I heard you guys had fun.
Yeah. Second show, you were awful. You were too drunk, and it was like communicating.
I tried to
with
hold
robot
it together. I was like good the
water.
First half, but you were like the Mariana Rivera of it. It was great. Like, we were good with the WGN news guy, but I was telling Rob.
Focus. Story. Madison.
I was telling Rob on the way up that you saved it with the Mariana Rivera. That's my point, though. It's like, if you're on stage and having fun, that's all you can do. It's like Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. All that exists is now. If you look at any other species in the world, animals, they don't understand time. And that's
you know, animals don't do stand-up.
I know, and neither do agents.
Yeah.
But if you sit here,
tell her that the industry doesn't matter. Madison's going through a phase where you really want to make it according to the industry.
You tell her, because you're right.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a different game.
I just want to have that financial freedom and do what I love.
Well, the industry has nothing to do with that. Okay. The industry has zero to do with it. There's two types of success in this business. There's making it according to the industry, which means you'll never really be able to do what you want to do.
Yeah,
but you'll be able to make money. Or there's making it like where you have like a internet show, and then you get to go and have these great people come everywhere.
The best.
And Brady and racist Teddy, who just looks confused.
And I will interrupt you, Berg, and say this, and I know I'm trying to sound cool and all deep, but The Power of Now, it's like I heard about it, I didn't read it, but it's simply...
No, it's a fantastic book.
And
if
it's simply that.
If you read the
book
with your toe, then iniquity will spread.
No! If you look at now, and that's what you based it on, you're like, when I'm on stage, in that moment, you love it, and you're great at it. We're not just kissing your ass. You wouldn't be on our show putting up with this.
Right.
And you wouldn't be a girl that came and did our show if you didn't understand the brilliance of just being funny in the moment, and that's now.
Yeah.
But the other choice, if you'd gone the other way, you would have based it on, I have no money from doing this, I'm worried about the future, and you're out of right now, and you're worried about this and that, and you're like,
yes,
maybe I should use my finance degree, but you didn't, because you embraced who you are, and that's why you did exactly what Berg said, but in another way. It's like, look, this is comedy. This is what we do. What's the alternative? Like, having a job where I'm like, all right, so I'm going to go and work the next 30 years, and I'm gonna have a 401k.
Do you know there's no microphone up there?
Yeah.
You're talking and it
no,
sounds
but it's
like
true.
Murmurs.
You know, and it's.
I hate you. You know, I just hate you.
Thank you.
Well, it's like you're always and you're basically just like a yes man. You know what I'm saying? And
just one sec. I have a question for Madison.
Yeah.
She called herself an actor and then said she's a yes man. So is she trans?
No, because
not me. I'm saying when you work for the man. Like, I'm saying, like, he said, if you just go and get a job, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to do what you're told. And the truth of the matter is, I feel like everybody kind of has that thing inside them that says, I can do this.
Male penis?
It's the fear
that
gets in their way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think everyone has the potential to be a kick-ass billionaire rock star. It's just that we never bring out our inner balls.
Hey, Gino, I want to do that instead of this.
No, this... No, yeah. No.
Why?
No, I need your coattails. I mean, you're very good at what you do, buddy.
Rock star billionaire.
Exactly. Well, it's like you... It's something like... With the mind, I think that we always get in our own way. You know, like I cock block myself.
Yeah.
And that's a thing.
You got to see her cock.
This is a lot of, I'm telling you, I think she's trans.
No.
It's like three references to her being trans.
She keeps winking.
Madison, what bathroom did you use when you came up here?
Did you run into a guy named Dale?
Yes, I did. He wiped me. I'm just kidding.
She's a boy.
Yeah, right?
She's a boy.
But it simply is.
I wish I wouldn't have had to curl my hair this morning.
Yeah. It's. All you can do, look, there's two paths you can take in this business nowadays, and you can try and be someone for someone else and fit the mold and all that stuff, and that's great, because some people are great at that, and God bless them, like, because they're very goal-oriented, and they get it, and there's got to be in Russian achieving every goal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you could just follow your heart and your voice and see what it gets you, but that's more of a fucking adventure that roots you more in the now, and that seems like what you're doing. And
well, if you're in the now, it's kind of like, well, I have nothing to worry about, because right here in this moment, I got, like, a sexy comic right here, you know,
That's right. Keep drinking.
I've got the hunting club over here. You know, I've got my buddy Aaron behind the glass.
And Madison,
if you had
to choose one of the guys sitting in the bleachers, which one would be your type?
Now, know,
bear in mind,
like,
out
honestly,
of all those, we've hidden two millionaires.
Yeah, I know.
And
do I get to blow the other one?
This is the worst dating game ever. Hey, Madison, you ever get fucked by two guys that look like gay bears?
Yeah, I know.
And then people that look like they should be hunting them?
They all look like they own guns.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
What's your point? This is goddamn fucking America, man.
No, I know. I'm just scared of guns.
Well, they would like
be.
To compare guns with
I'm not scared of money, but I'm scared of guns.
I would say one, two, three... All of those men own guns. You are correct.
Yes.
Out of all five, and
there's nothing wrong with that. Do you guys live in the city? No way.
No.
Texas?
They live in Gun Village. Population them.
Well, that guy in the front in the vest came
over. Who lives in Colorado? There's a guy from Colorado.
The vest.
Yeah. Oh, I grew up in Denver.
You're from Denver?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me
talk
here.
Slower.
Tell him that again, and he'll answer. Say I grew up in Denver.
I grew up in Denver.
I used to stalk a bitch lived in Denver.
Would you quiet down, dude? Would you?
Did you have any?
Did you guys fly him from weed country?
No, they came to see us.
I came here to find you, Madison. I've been trailing you for 32 years.
That guy put a gun to my head and made me do 18 shots with him the other day.
Do you like boots and tight jeans?
I feel like that would lower your sperm count. My cousin is a redneck.
I hope you're enjoying your coffee. Are you sleepy?
No.
You're taking her for steak after this, aren't we?
This is true. I did not. What is in this coffee, by the way?
I don't know.
Salmon?
It does. It tastes like sweet semen tea milk.
No, it's Dunkin' Donuts coffee. They're dark.
What the hell's mixed in?
They're dark roast. Did you? Was there?
And millionaire number two dressed in a tie-dye shirt. He used to be a bus driver for children before he had to register, and now his hobbies include wearing beanies indoors.
I feel like me and Madison are hosting a parade of extremely white Klansmen. All right, now here's the here's the incredibly white Klansmen. Float, how are you today, Madison? How about this weather
now,
here?
Now, only two of these men are circumcised, and one did it on their own, utilizing a hot spoon.
Can I guess the hot spoon? It's comic book guy, right?
That's correct.
The guy that's wearing some kind of wicking fiber in case he has to run from a fucking van.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
There's two of us. Yeah, we'll get
this just in, Gino. Hot story. A bridge, which is usually utilized to put two places together and then cars drive over it.
No, card game. It's a card game bridge.
Give me one second. Can you bring up bridge card game? Because I've been going off the wrong thing here.
We're doing a story here.
I thought this was about Big Ben and that Big Ben was on steroids.
No, this is a story about doping in bridge. Did you even read the story?
Ah, got it now. Hot take. Bridge, a card game reserved usually for retired ladies with dry vaginas.
That actually is accurate. Keep going.
Goes mainstream. Steroids encounter bridge. One man does steroids, plays bridge, beats the fuck out of a trans person.
No. Where did that come from? A minute ago,
my inner thoughts.
Like, did you see this? Like, you could use PEDs in any sport.
I love PEDs.
PEDs.
But you got to stop them because sometimes they'll go around to a school near you.
No, you're confusing.
Oh, gosh.
You're confusing performance-enhancing drugs with a pedophile. And why do you call pedophiles PEDs like you hang out with so many? You have to abbreviate it because you say it so often.
I do work at Fox.
Okay, there you go.
Ha ha.
The Federation said on its website, the World Bridge Club, that the number one player has been suspended, Guerre Hagramo.
Gino, we do have Guerre. Can I patch him through? Did you want him to call on dial-up or fax or Skype?
We had a woman faxing in yesterday. It was weird. We don't have a fax. Fucking matter. Do not quit. Just have her. Have him Skype in.
I'll have him Skype. Bear with me.
This is Guerre Hagramo. Get to you in a sec. He's a Norwegian, but he represents Monaco in bridge events. Wow. He got picked up by Monaco. He tested positive for synthetic testosterone and female fertility. Mini stroke. The female fertility drug Clomiphene at the World Bridge Series event in Orlando, Florida last September. That's a button.
Yeah. I like it. Pretend.
Oh, you got to keep it.
Hello, Gino.
No, this is not. This,
how are doing you?
Excuse me 1 minute.
That's Gino. Ace. Four bullets. Norway.
Looks like Aaron Berg with hair.
Differential.
Okay. Obviously.
How you are, Gino?
Okay. Four aces is not a hand in bridge. You know that, right?
That and...
Why are your lips as big as your head? That's
absurd. A racist.
Okay. All right. First of all...
Woo! Last night I beat it up another opponent in because I did the roid raging.
Okay, is this Norwegian?
Yes, and...
Norwegian.
In a statement to the Federation's website... it was said that you'd previously played for the Norwegian national team.
I previously played for the Norwegian national team, and now I play for Monaco, and I feel it's such a shame because I take a testosterone. I sound Italian.
But you're also taking female fertility drug, the one called Clomiphene.
That's a true one.
Now, let me ask you, because you play bridge, you sit there at a table playing cards and jump in if you have any questions, Madison. I'm curious.
I've never played bridge. My vagina's not dry.
I'll say, how do you think she got the gig? My question, called her a whore. My question is, how does doing testosterone making you look like that when you're holding 7 to 10 cards at a time?
Yes.
And doing a female fertility drug.
They're bigger cards, and it's a promo photo.
Hold on 1 sec. Say female fertility drug.
Female fertility drug.
I don't know why I can't say. And how does...
The cards are usually smaller, but I use these for my tour.
Right. So you're doing a tour?
I'm coming to your town to play bridge and yell.
Are you okay? You seem like you're constipated right now.
I'm a gooden.
So how does the female fertility drug help
it
you
play
cards?
Because when I got to come off in testosterone, then I have to take a Clomiphene to bring it down the levels.
I would think the female fertility drug...
You're mistaken. You don't know anything about it.
Can I take a guess? And I have a woman here who can probably help me verify this.
Okay then.
I would think if you're... What did you say?
Okay then.
Okay. So okay with whatever that... I would think a female fertility drug would heighten all your female hormones. And we talked about this earlier. Like, they have the intuition and everything. And I think it would help you...
Like female fertility, like IVF stuff?
I don't, like, hold on, let's check. Is it like IVF stuff?
Indeed.
Okay, watch this.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What does IVF stand for?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
No, that's V.
Oh, irritable vowel syndrome.
No, that's, that sounds like someone in the spelling
bee. Sometimes I pronounce my A's too angry.
What does IVF stand for?
Sometimes I pronounce my E's too angry.
Okay, look.
Sometimes I pronounce my I's, O's, U's, and sometimes Y's too angry. Irritable vowel syndrome.
Why are you Irish when you say too angry?
I don't know, then.
You know what? You know what's crazy about, like, can we talk about fertility for a second?
I would love that.
So
go on.
If you go to a doctor, okay, and you're like, can you see if I'm fertile? They won't test you. But if you say, hey, I'm trying to get knocked up, they'll test you. So you just go to your doctor and you're like, oh yeah, I'm banging and they're just blowing loads inside me and nothing's happening.
Say that again.
You have to lie.
Yo, Matt, make that a ringtone. What did you say? I'm just banging. Say that again.
Blowing inside you. I'm not, but I'm saying, like,
just get that, Matt.
This is how you get this is the only way they'll test you to see if you're fertile.
How?
Two kings, a queen, a jack, and a wild card. Bridge.
No,
do you know you want to play a game of bridge?
You can't get tested if you're fertile unless you're actually trying to have a baby. So you have to basically tell the doctor, oh, yeah, I'm getting banged out every night. Like, just nothing's happening.
Really?
You know, I get the banged out.
You know what I'm saying? But they're going to be like, it doesn't look like.
You want fertility drugs?
No. I just want to make sure I'm fertile.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You're fertile, trust me. Daddy can smell it. Hey, quick question. Keeping it creepy. Can you tell me, what's your name again? He doesn't know. What's your name again?
Yes.
What is it?
Can you tell me
They're starting to deal, and you got to be respected the game.
How many cards do you get dealt when you're playing bridge?
17.
Wait, what's the real number?
17, because it's 17 and there's four hands, right?
Okay, trick score.
Why do old people like bridge?
They like mahjong more than bridge, don't they? And hearts.
I don't even know what these games are.
Ooh, I got the good hand in.
All right, what do you got there, gear?
Hang on, let me ante up and double down.
That's blackjack.
I raise a 5 shekels.
Okay, so you took poker. You put in blackjack, and then you just made it Jewish. I don't even...
Go fish.
No.
Go fish.
Anyway, the Monaco Federation said it regrets your sanction. Experience shows that anti-doping regulation cannot be applied without discernment to the brain sport of mind games. What are you doing? Is that you shuffling?
That's correct. It's my hand. My turn to dealing.
No, all right, so so you've disgraced Monaco. That's a can of soda. Oh, no, never mind. Nice catch. All right, so, Gier?
Yes.
All right, so what's next now that you can't play bridge? What are you doing?
I'm waiting for the next card.
What are you doing?
I'm now playing in an underground and fight league.
So the podcast is called Madison and Ashley.
No, it's actually called The Ashley and Madison.
Oh, like Ashley Madison. Okay. Uh-huh.
But no, it's
Gina,
not.
Gina, there is a little bit of a dispute in over the last hand. And
do you just?
You know, actually, the remember the whole hack with the Ashley Madison site?
Yeah, it was all married people that weren't gonna fuck.
No, it got hacked. So like all the information came out.
Right.
It ruined all these.
And that's when you found out it was like all bullshit.
But now it's back.
Right.
Gina, hang on 1 second. We're having a little bit of a differential. Hey, I told you my cards were real, and now you're doubting.
You're not allowed to show up.
She sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire with a British accent.
Yeah, you're not allowed to show up at a British store.
Deal. Just goddamn deal then, Sven. What's your fucking issue?
You're not.
Why you care what I put in my asshole? Fucking deal the cards. You're going to fucking lose. You were losing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He puts Ian at the end of the word at the end of every sentence.
Yeah, you...
Did you... What are you... Are you beating up the grid? Are you... Madison likes... Are you... Gear!
Hang on, then.
Are you... Hanging on, and...
I was north. You were south.
That's wrong. You did not sink in my battleship, in.
Oh, that's just hilarious.
Are you beating up the dealer in bridge? Yeah!
He told me that I was here to play Riskin.
Make sure you get Kamchatka. That's a good prop. Now what? Are you shuffling the cards?
We
you just beat the
our
shit out of him.
In.
What?
We settled our differences in.
Differences in.
It's really good.
Hang on 1 second. If I have a 4 aces, how can you have a 2 aces?
Because there's a different deck for bridge.
I don't believe in this, and
you play it for a living. You're one of the greatest players in all of Norway, which is why you were signed by Monaco.
But I have a 4 aces in, and he has a 2 aces
in. Are you punching? Are you hitting him again? Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you wear a wedding ringer? Wedding ring.
Well, you can't say wedding. Ringer. Oh, it's Tuesday. What's that? Ringer, please.
Wait, you have like a wedding ring on your non-wedding finger. What is that?
I'll tell you in 1 sec. Are you done beating the dealer up? Which gear? I'm trying to answer. We have a get gear. Are you done?
Next garden, please.
This was given to me by my ex. And this was my father's engagement ring. He died of cancer. There you go. Oh, it was and then a year later, my mother died of leukemia.
Sad.
Yeah, but then my Aunt Olga, who cared for them both while they were dying, she died a couple months ago of breast cancer.
This is so horrific. Wait, why do you keep the one from your ex?
Oh, it was terrible. And she had to live 10 years without my uncle, who died of leukemia as well.
Wait a second. What ex gives you jewelry? That's my first question.
No, I got it when we were dating. Before she started fucking a Jew she didn't love. Hey.
What's that have to do with leukemia?
All right, we got to get out of here, buddy.
Where were you? We just had a card player beating the shit out of a dealer.
I got to go to therapy.
What?
Check out Madison's podcast. I'm going to be a guest on it coming up very soon. Madison, thank you for coming in.
And don't
quit.
You were
lovely. You're welcome anytime. Don't listen to Bill Schultz when he asks you to come on his show after this. He's just really creepy, really nice guy, not related to Andrew.
You're amazing. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Thank you guys for
March 11th,
me.
Aaron Berg will be replacing me at New York Comedy Club at Princeton this weekend. Guys,
that's not true.
Thank you so much. Bye. Best fans in the world. We're doing Cigars and Booze later. Madison Malloy, don't you quit. I will fucking find you.
Thank
that
you.
Is the show. Morton is next.
Bye.